Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him for 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and pitch, and put the child in it. And she laid in it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to find out what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark amongst the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to you a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." And it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked upon their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to them that did the wrong, "Why are you striking your neighbor?" And he said, "Who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you did kill the Egyptian?" And Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." And now when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. And now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came near and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "How is it that you are come so soon today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock." And he said to his daughters, "Where is he? And why is it that you have left the man? Call him so that he may eat bread." And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. And she bore him a son, and he called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a stranger in a strange land." And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up to Yahweh by reason of the bondage, and Yahweh heard their groaning. And Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and with Jacob, and Elohim looked upon the children of Israel. And Yahweh had respect to them. End of chapter 2.